hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
I don't know how to break it to kids around the world, but you're not getting a hippopotamus.
No, I know.
I've never understood.
Unless you adopt one at the zoo in name only.
Yes. Yes. You want to help with the care and love of hippopotamus, you can donate to your zoo.
Yeah.
But there are so many great toys for Christmas. Every year there's something cool, but there is a classic that continues to evolve, and we are so thrilled to welcome into the studio. We have with us tonight Michael Valenta, who is from the family who created the incredible Magnetiles. Tell us a little bit about these fun toys that people recognize every time they've been someplace where there are, whether it's a children's museum or an open play space or maybe their friend's house.
That is right. Good evening.
Hello.
So we have Magpals. It's my family's company. I like to think of it kind of like the next generation of building construction, almost like Lego 2.0.
Yeah.
And so each piece, it comes in 5 basic shapes, is lined with magnets that always attract. So it's frustration-free. It's great for the kids. It's open-ended. There's no instructions. You just put it down in front of them, and they will instantly just get totally captivated in it and start building away.
You know what's so cool? It reminds me of almost like a Rubik's, kind of like a Rubik's cube combined with, like you said, a Lego. But there's cool shapes too. There's triangular, and there is, of course, I guess square and rectangular. I made a Pac-Man.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
so you can make anything.
Mm-hmm. And what you have is the Magnacubics, which is new for us this year. Came out this summer.
Yeah, what's new about this?
So it's the same concept in magnetic construction. They're a little smaller. The magnets, to find polarity in those pieces, spin around.
Oh.
And so those are in prisms and cubes versus just 2D squares and triangles.
Well, and that's the thing about building with Magnetiles is that as much fun as it is to create something new, is that the kids are also learning about magnets, about shapes. You've got your squares, your triangles, your cubes, as you mentioned, and the idea that you can just keep going and figure out different patterns, right? Now, your imagination is the only thing that you have to work with, really, on these.
That's right.
I love that. Tell us about so you're talking about the cubics and the new sort of development of the ones that have like you can hear the magnets instead of being stationary, they kind of move around.
Yeah, so we have a new set called the Magnetiles Freestyle Set, and it's got this new patented piece for us. We're calling it the X piece because it has unique lattice in it. And on this piece, the magnets are not stationary. They move around. So they're in compartments.
Oh.
And so now you're not just restricted to the edges of the tiles to build. You can build overlapping. You can make arches. You can be off-centered. So really, it's truly no frustration for the child. And you can see the magnets move around and how they're effective with the polarity.
So if you buy, so the Freestyle and the Stardust and the new ones too, the Glow and the Ice, are they all compatible with each other if you get the different sets?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we should probably mention right now, because it's Cyber Monday, you have a deal going on right now, and I don't want anyone to miss out on an opportunity.
Yeah.
They have a couple more hours, but tell us about your Cyber Monday deal with the Magnetiles.
So our deal is an 80-piece surprise box, is what we're calling it. It comes in a storage container to keep the tiles, and you don't have to choose if you want the clear colors, the solid, the glow, or the stardust. It's a mix of 80 pieces.
Oh,
so you get all styles with 80 pieces, which is more than enough for one child.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless their mom and dad want to play with them too. Plus, the nice thing about these is, you know what? When you step on these, they don't hurt as much as Legos.
I was going to say, because they're so smooth.
I feel like Michael's heard that before. Is that one of the the bonuses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're pretty flat. I mean, about how thick would you say that is for folks that want an idea of what these Magnetiles are like?
Maybe like a quarter inch to a half inch.
Right.
Okay, so what age groups? How young?
I'm not telling you how old I am. Stop.
No, I know.
You keep trying to find out.
How young? I know adult. Obviously, Patty and I have just proven that adults can play with these for hours on end. Mm-hmm. But how young? Because I have to buy for a 6 and a 7-year-old this year.
Okay, so on the box, it's 3 and up.
Okay. Oh, that's good then.
The cubics is a bit of a choking hazard. So if your child's still putting things in their mouth, definitely not the Magnacubics.
Okay. That's this, right? That's the triangular?
Right, the smaller one, yep. For the Magnetiles, it's not as much of a worry. We have had emails, messages from parents who have an older child, and their 2-year-old will also play with it.
Sure. Just it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, and it's quite amazing to watch them progress, because in the beginning, they'll just stack them. They just like to stack the pieces.
Hence, 3 and up. Ages 3 and up.
Oh, look at you.
I'm making a tower.
You know, it's fun. I know you are, but to me, like, I don't know if I'm just getting older or that looks like the, you know, 7-day pill boxes.
Oh, yeah, it does. it does. Oh, that's fantastic.
That's too funny.
See, any age.
At any age. And you also have a set of stickers for one of the collections so that people, so kids can put different designs on them, too.
We do. So one of the things that we noticed is that Magnetiles are fun by themselves, but they're rarely played with by themselves by the children.
Right.
There's always a story with what they're building. Three kids can all build what looks like the same structure, and then you ask them about it, and it's either a castle or a garage. It's never the same story behind it. And so our new 28-piece house set comes with these reusable silicone stickers with a house theme on it to kind of round out and enhance their play.
That's kind of cool.
Really cool.
So this is your family business, obviously. Mm-hmm. How much of a challenge has it been over the years to keep it fun and educational? Because you want to learn and you want to play.
Yeah, so we got our start in schools. So the real experts are the teachers. It's a STEM product, but I like to call it more of an educational tool, because while your kids play with it and use it, they are kind of experiencing all the educational aspects to it, but really they need that teacher or the parent to give them the push
right.
to bring it in and ask the questions that are provoking critical thinking by the child. So we go to trade shows all the time. We were just at one for early education, and that was awesome hearing from the teachers and all the fun activities that they do with it in the classroom.
Well, and I have to imagine that there's also, for kids who have, like, sensory issues, too, there's a lot of different ways, like, if they want to look through them, because they, you know, mm-hmm. they've got all the different colors, you know, they've got almost like a stain. When you put them together, I know that the Children's Museum in Glenview, I don't know if they still have that table there, but it's a light-up table, so it does look like you're making, like artwork, too.
Yeah, the light-up tables are great. Same with putting them against a window.
Right.
With the sun coming through is a lot of fun.
Your own little prism.
Yeah.
That's cool. I would have never thought about that. Like, you can look through them and you become a prism.
Exactly. We are talking to Michael Valenta. He is, his family created this is your dad's creation?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yep.
This is so cool. Let's find out more about that story. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. We're talking to Michael Valenta, who is now the Vice President of Marketing and Product Development for the company, for Valtech. Is this they went got all fancy now? And where can people go to get their Cyber Monday deal with Magnetiles?
So it's exclusively available on our website at www.magnetiles.com.
To magnetiles.com. Now, Andrea, I want to note that we've been asked before to let people know. You don't have to say, as a young person, you should know. All I have to say is magnetiles.com.
That's correct. Right.
Perfect. I love it. Everybody always says it. My mom still does it. She goes, www.
I know, right?
More after this on 720 WGN. Do your kids love building stuff? Do you want them to learn about colors and shapes and putting things together to make their imaginations come to life? Andrea's building all kinds of stuff.
I can't stick to my microphone.
I had like all walls. I was like, okay, I gotta put this.
You have a house though.
I didn't. I have the parts to a house. I did not build a house. I have the box for the house. And that's one of the boxes I was asking, what are these? There's stairs. You can build a roof with triangles or build a stairway going up to the next level.
Yeah.
This is taking on a whole new phase of Magnetiles, and we are joined in the studio by Michael Valenta, whose dad did he create Valtech? What was the inspiration behind this? What made him want to build these fun toys that have had such an impact on so many kids?
You know what? He's a tinkerer, and this product was being sold in Japan, and he's the one that brought it to the U.S., North America, and Europe. But it's funny how watching you guys play in touch with them. Because we recently had Friendsgiving at our house, and I just had a set out on our coffee table.
Sure.
And without bringing attention to them or anything, my friends started playing with them, and they just reverted back to little kids.
Yes.
They would build something and say, nobody touch it. You know, they were fighting over pieces and seeing who could build the biggest tower.
Right.
It was hilarious.
It's so cool, too, because like you guys have been saying, parents can get, or adults, can get involved with these. And just, you know, the sky's the limit with what you can build. Although I like Patty's house, even though you haven't built it yet.
Yeah, it's a picture of a house that I could build.
Looks like stained glass.
I have all it does. It's very pretty. What was it like having to, you know, having all these toys around you when you were growing up?
It was fun, but I did not have unlimited Magnetiles because that was when my dad was just kind of starting out. So a lot of it was inventory, you know, but my siblings and I had our own sets, and it was always a blast. They never got put away.
Did you guys, were you the test subjects on occasion? Like, all right, play with this, see if this can keep them occupied.
Yeah.
And otherwise it's a go.
And I think we enjoyed it a little too much because we were always asking my dad for more pieces. But he kept those under lock. So.
And you mentioned earlier going off to, like, whether you have conferences or doing demonstrations, like, because this is something where, you know, we kids have all these tech toys. You know, what are the ways that you encourage this sort of play as compared to that, and or to be side by side, or to, you know, sort of complement it?
It's just captivating in itself, and the child is building a storyline in their mind
right.
that I don't think it's possible to watch TV
right.
and mm-hmm. play with the magnetiles, and so they get so engulfed in it. And it's great because we get pictures and emails from parents all the time saying they're playing with their kids, and they'd send their kid to bed, and they'd stay up for another 20 minutes just playing with it.
I love that. And you have so many different shapes coming out. Andre, we were talking about the Cyber Monday deals. Did you go shopping already for all your...
I did not. No, yeah. I started to shop, and then I got into shopping for myself. You know, because there were just certain things I'm like, oh my God, that sweater's
sure.
only $12 today?
Right.
So I did. I filled up my cart, and I have not gone back.
Oh, how funny. Well...
Yet. But the night is young.
It is. Well,
three more hours.
And for those who are curious about Magnetiles, you can go to magnetiles.com, and they have a special holiday promo, which is an 80-piece. It's 80 pieces. So does that come with all the, like, triangles and squares and different sizes and shapes that go into the storage box as well? Is that right, Michael?
That's right. You get a storage container with it. You get 74 of our 5 basic shapes in various different styles, and then you'll get 6 unique pieces, whether that's an arch, a car, a door frame, and it's the best deal that we have per piece on our website.
That's very cool.
And it's just for Cyber Monday?
Just for Cyber Mondays.
What? Get the deal now. You've only got a couple hours left.
I know. These are awesome.
I do enjoy the fact that you incorporate, you know, let people, you know that this is a way for kids to explore science and math. Talk a little bit about the math part of it, because science, I can kind of get as far as, you know, the magnets and the, mm-hmm. the you know, whether it's, you can feel the resistance, you can tell when something's going to fit with the other piece and when it's going to stand up, or if it's going to just kind of, you know, you have to fit it at another angle. What about the math part of this?
So if you think about kind of the foundation of math, a lot of those concepts are a bit abstract for children. And so it's a great manipulative, especially in the classroom, to teach them addition, subtraction. Fractions is great with them. If you take any 4 of our pieces, it makes a larger of the same shape with the 4 together. So you could take one away, and then it's easy for the child to understand, you know, that's 3/4.
How often do you hear from teachers about how effective these are with teaching kids these elements?
Every day.
Every day? Because you're hearing from one right now. From the 312, I teach for CPS, and I bought magnetiles, the solid and clear, for my classroom, out of my own pocket. They are played with every single day. Thank you. They're awesome, creative products.
That's fantastic.
So there you go.
That's
another
cool.
Another teacher's stamp of approval right there.
I have to ask, you were talking a lot about STEM, and I know a lot of people, maybe who don't have kids yet, are not completely familiar with STEM programs and STEM projects. Expand on that a little bit and how this really is such a wonderful tool for a lot of the STEM programs. And
so STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. It's a very hot topic this holiday season, especially with the toys. I like to think of these more educational tools, because just by itself, it's not going to teach those concepts to your kid when they play with it. It's really with the teacher or the parent there to ask the critical thinking questions that allows them to then enter those STEM topics, whether it's fractions, shape recognition, or the magnetism and how those work together.
Well, the other thing is, we mentioned Legos, which obviously classic toys as well, and building toys in a different way. The thing about this is these are neutral. And by that, I mean, you know, because what they'll do for other companies is they'll be like, well, here's the girl version of this.
Yes.
They're going to build a beauty salon, or they're going to build, you know, a fire truck, which boys and girls can like.
Right.
But this is whatever, as we mentioned, is in your own imagination, mm-hmm. regardless of whether it's a little boy or girl. So it's great for both.
Yeah. Especially families with multiple children. It's a great activity that everyone can play with. They don't have to be the same age. You know, you can have your 3-year-old playing with your older sister that's 6. And it keeps them all occupied. And they teach each other. One of the stories that a teacher told us is she loves when the children are playing, they'll fight over the squares because they all want to build higher.
See, like build towers.
A child will come up and say, can I borrow one of your squares? And so they don't want to give up a square. So they'll say, here's 2 right triangles. And if you put them together,
you have
a square.
Right. You can trade mm-hmm. your pieces.
I love that.
And some have something that I loved growing up too, stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, now, those they're the kind of adhere, but they're not sticky on the back, are they?
Yep, they're silicone stickers.
Right.
So it's not
reusable.
Like, yeah, there's no glue on them.
Cool. Yep. That's awesome. Now, I have to ask, how did you get, because you went off and started your own career working for Deloitte, right? And then in real estate. What brought you back into the family business?
You know, just to help out my dad and to come back. It was growing. They needed help. We were expanding. And I thought it was a great opportunity to come back and get to be closer to my family.
Aww,
and play with
sweet.
Toys all day.
Yeah,
come
no
on.
Kidding.
Come on,
toys,
your
yeah.
office is like the movie Big.
Well, we want to thank you so much. We've been talking to Michael Valenta from Magnet Tiles. You can go to magnettiles.com, designed to promote imagination and creativity. This is really wonderful, and I'm often jealous of family businesses, of the ones that do well and where the kids come back. It's always nice that the next generation is there for their family. So thank you so much, Michael. It was wonderful talking to you, and please give our best to your family.
Thank you, Michael.
At this holiday season, and thank your dad for bringing this. This is so great for so many kids.
Oh,
so
God, yeah.
Extend
and adults.
Our deepest thanks
and adults.
For adults, for us, for both of them too.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, our pleasure.